Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, let's take you through those excruciating minutes, 2 minutes and 39 seconds when you take a 12-point lead. So let's start with the fact that, again, the Patriots are able to get that first touchdown. Just your from your vantage point, now that you've had a chance to review some things, what were some of the issues that went awry to allow them to get down there and get that score?
Well, we gave up a couple big plays that were key early in that possession. And, you know, and then obviously getting the ball back with the onside kick gave them the opportunity to get the final score. The tough thing is defensively, I thought we played so great all day long for three-plus quarters. And then, obviously that the last two drives were key and disappointing, but, you know, it's something that we'll get better at.
And it seemed on the onside kick that there was kind of a gap in the middle there from your coverage standpoint. At least that's what was visible sort of pre-kick. And then the kick, obviously we know the result on that, but walk us through what happened on that and why you weren't able to recover it.
Well, the initial alignment and formation that they had shown at the time, the guys were very wide, which stretches you out. You want to make sure that you play to where they are at that particular time. And they had four guys on one side and six on the other, and they were all very wide. As the kicker approached the ball, they wrapped a number of players from both sides back into the middle. We slid and adjusted, and you're moving and you're on the run as you're doing that. And it's a scrum for the ball at that point. That middle bunt kick is one where the kicker actually is kicking to himself and everybody else blocks for the kicker. So he's the guy that's trying to recover the ball. We had an opportunity to get in there and make the play. We just weren't able to do it. And, then the ball bounced around and another guy recovered it.
But you got to get this team ready for another game. And it's coming up on you, Chicago here. As you set the tone on Wednesday, what's the plan?
Well, obviously continue to compete, continue to fight, and then work on the things that are the process of what we're trying to go through and getting themselves better and getting each one of us ourselves better and improving. And that's what we've been doing all along. And this is our last home game, so our last opportunity to go out in front of our fans and play. We appreciate and love our fans, and we're going to be excited and ready to play this week.